Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 9, Jesus is asked by the Pharisees and the disciples of John, why they fast much while he and his disciples do not fast. And Jesus answers this question, stating that, while the wedding guests are present, with the bridegroom, they ought not to fast. Would be inappropriate. It would even be offensive, to fast at a wedding feast, as perhaps you can imagine. And so in this instance, Jesus is indicating that he himself is the bridegroom present in the midst, of his people, the friends of the wedding, at the wedding banquet, the wedding guests, particularly his apostles, his followers. And so he is the one who has come. He has come as the bridegroom par excellence, to espouse to himself, his people, the church. And so it's a time of great rejoicing, celebration when Christ is present. But there would be a time to fast, of course, when Jesus would ascend into heaven and his disciples would no longer enjoy his physical presence, though he would be with them till the end of time, spiritually and united in the church, present in the church, especially in the sacraments, in the most blessed sacrament above all. But there will be a time to fast indeed. And the church, would have us understand that, we can't do without fasting, at least in certain times, of the year. And the church is careful to prescribe those times, and encourages fasting together with prayer and almsgiving as, very powerful spiritual practices that all Christians should engage in. And then Jesus, he also continues with his answer, elaborating on what he said, stating that, no one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, or one doesn't put new wine in old wineskins. Basically, Christianity is not, as one commentator put it, Christianity is not a patch on the old garment of Judaism. It's not like just slightly improving it, adding some additions here and there, but it's something that's radically new. It's true that Christ would not do away with that which was of the essence of Judaism. He would bring it to fulfillment, the old covenant, every jot and tittle, he said. But there's something about Christianity that is radically new, particularly that it doesn't have to depend upon the old rites, the old law, the legal prescriptions and the liturgical laws, but everything would be new, in Christ's church. And it's not to be bound by this or that particular prescription, rite, or spiritual practice per se, though these are a part of the new covenant as well. But the essence of Christianity is Christ himself. It's not about certain things and that we do and believe in as much as a person that we come to know and love and place our entire trust in, Christ himself, who is the only way to the Father, the only way to heaven. And so it's something that, we can never, tie down, as it were, our Lord to, this or that other thing that we can do, not to downplay spiritual practices of this or that kind, but the essence of Christianity is our Lord himself, and we ought never to forget that. Otherwise, we'll lose that that newness, that freshness, to living out our faith, missing the forest for the tree before us, as it were. And so we should always strive to live this newness, day by day, and not to allow ourselves to become old and boring, as it were, but to always be renewed by Christ, who is still present in our midst, you know, living, risen, glorious, you know, in our midst as we speak, especially in the sacraments. As we receive him in Holy Communion, we ask him to renew us and help us to grow continually, you know, day by day, in that knowledge and love of him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.